The criminal trial of Bill Cosby in Norristown has drawn droves of journalists, spectators, and protesters to the typically quiet steps of the Montgomery County Courthouse, but it has also attracted another group, local attorneys who offer themselves as on-camera pundits to build their national profiles. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Defense Attorney Dennis McAndrew's office is about a 15-minute drive from the Norristown Courthouse. So during the start of the Cosby trial, he came over. He watched what happened, then he made himself available to any journalist who wanted to talk. Then the requests multiplied.
CBS, NBC, MSNBC, The New York Times, Los Angeles Times, USA Today, People Magazine, and a syndicated African-American station. And I'm sure I've forgotten some.
McAndrews is one of several local lawyers who see the Cosby trial as a chance to spread their name, expertise, and maybe even improve their business in the process.
Many lawyers have told me that they do get clients when they're seen on television. Others have told me it doesn't do so much for their business, but it certainly can't hurt, and it's free.
That's Beth Karras. She's a lawyer and legal blogger with nearly 80,000 Twitter followers. She says many attorneys don't look kindly upon the lawyer-turned-talking-head gig, especially if they're opining on something outside of their expertise.
A lot of people get bit by the bug, the media bug, and they just can't stay away from a camera. They never found a camera they didn't like.
Mark Calzaretta is a lawyer consultant. He says representing a celebrity is the golden ticket, but appearing on CNN about the Cosby case, it might not do too much. Think about the O.J. Simpson case, he says.
Do you remember many of the people that were talking about the lawyers that were acting as experts on the different networks? Nobody remembers who they were. So, but you certainly know who Johnny Cochran was, right? And you certainly now know who the Kardashians are and who their father is.
But standing around a gaggle of TV reporters covering the Cosby trial, Philly lawyer Bill Brennan says dishing out expert quotes really is a business booster.
When I try a high-profile case, the phone doesn't ring anymore. People occasionally, if they see in the supermarket, might mention it. But if I opine on somebody else's case, my phone blows up, my email's jammed, and I don't know why. I'd love to figure it out.
One lawyer who definitely knows the power of the camera is Gloria Allred. She's been speaking to the public about big-time cases on network television for more than 40 years. And she's done it every day during the Cosby case, which has been going on now for 2 weeks.
If they're good, then they'll continue to be asked. And if they're not, it probably will be evident very soon, and they will not be asked again.
As we're talking in the courthouse, bystander Irene Randolph interrupts us.
And I seen you on the news yesterday and before about Bill Cosby, right?
Yes. How am I doing, okay?
You're doing fine. You're doing fine, yes.
Would you hire her?
Of course.
I guess that's the point. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.